morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. We're going to be with you for about 55 minutes. A great show today. I think anybody who's been watching me for any length of time or whatever, listening to me, understands my devotion completely, without question, to Catholic education. Now, I'm a product through the seventh grade of Catholic education. And as I've said, I won't. There were two nights in Vietnam that I really believed that it was my Catholic education in those early formative years that gave me the faith to get through it. Because it was challenging. Let's leave it at that. So now this wonderful lady, Tara Mariano, that she'll tell you her new name.
Yeah.
She went on and got married on me.
I did.
All my, but she is the principal of St. Mary's School in Lee. In somewhere in the background there, there's Father Matt. He's a breath of fresh air wherever he goes, and he's very dedicated to this school.
Yes.
So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me. I love doing these with you.
I think I love going to the holiday fair there.
Yes.
And for those people, we'll give it a little push because it's almost here. They do a Christmas fair, holiday fair, whatever you want to call it. You should go just to see the school. It's amazing. The classrooms and the crafters they're unbelievable. So
yeah, I think we have upwards of 60 vendors, 60 plus vendors this year.
Yeah. So how's the school year going?
It's going really well. We've had a great start to our year. I'm feeling very lucky this year that we've had such a nice start. We have great families, great teachers, great kiddos. So it's been going well.
And you know, as we always do, Kara and I, you do not have to be Catholic to go to St. Mary's.
No.
You really don't. The Polish princess taught in a Catholic school in Leavenworth. And because of the commanding general staff college at the Fort Leavenworth, there were people from all countries, and so many of them sent their kiddos to the Catholic school.
Yeah.
So you give me what I really want to get into off the bat, preschool. And then we'll go into the whole picture, but preschool. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yes. Yes. So we have a preschool program. We start with kiddos as young as 2 years, 9 months. So we have a preschool program with a teacher who's been in this field for 20 plus years, Miss Bethany. She has a para, Miss Dolores, who has been in this field for a long time as well. And we have such young kiddos who are learning the process of how school works before they get to early kindergarten and kindergarten. They're learning the routines. They get to participate in specialist classes like the rest of the school. So they also get library class, they get PE class, they get art, all of those things that all of our upper grade kiddos get. So it's a little bit different from like a private daycare or a different preschool, because we do have a very solidified program that we run with.
And how long a day is it for them?
Sure. So we start the drop off for our preschool and early K program is 8 o'clock, and it goes until 2 o'clock. But we do offer before school and aftercare services as well.
Isn't that great? You know, there's all kinds of documentation. Kara probably knows more than I do about it, but I have preschool is such a wonderful way to get a child prepared for school.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. Oh, it does. And it's very true.
Yeah. And I mean, even here in Pittsfield, they were saying that you can tell very easily the kids that have been to preschool and the kids that haven't been.
Yeah. With things as simple as raising your hand or understanding what it means to stand in a line to go from classroom to classroom. And those skills that we really expect to be our kiddos to be ready for in kindergarten, they've already learned. So they have, instead of being such a big transition, they already know our teachers. They know the other kiddos in their class. They know what the expected routines are. So it's really great to get them in as early as possible to start with that direct instruction.
And also socialization.
Yes.
Getting along with other people. Yeah, they're going to start doing that down in the Congress, how to get along with other people. Now, for people who are interested, believe it or not, there are some people already who are disgruntled with their, and they asked me when I was going to do the show. So that's why we're doing the show.
Yeah.
I was going to let you get into the year, but if people wanted to check it out, shadow, whatever you call it, how would they go about that?
Sure. We have many ways that you can go about it. So we have a school website. It's stmaryslee.org. And all of the contact information for myself and the teachers is there. So you can check it out that way. You can call our main office at 413-243-1079. And we can get you set up with something pretty quickly. I actually had an interest earlier today, and we're meeting with them on Monday to see if we can... They're a good fit for our program. So, and especially that the year's already kicked off, some of our preschoolers are already into the routine. So if people are still looking for a placement, we want to get them in there as soon as possible so we can have them be a part of the routine and understand the expectations. And it's going so smoothly. So we want a smooth integration for any new kiddos who are interested.
And it's very, because that's how you're thinking, that will make it happen.
Yes.
You're planning for the smooth transition and instead of while I'm here. You know, how many kiddos do you have currently in the grades?
We have 100 kids in our school this year. Exactly 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And we actually have, I think we got 7 new kiddos in upper grades, which is really big for us this year and very exciting. And so with that obviously brought new families, which has been really exciting. It's really nice to add to our community and just get our name out there even further. And it's really interesting to hear what brings people to us, like how they find out about us. And we work so hard to try to get our name out there. And it's great when people come to us and say, oh, I talked to so-and-so about you and heard such great things. And that is the best form of not only marketing, but the best form of getting our name out there in such a positive way.
Yeah. And so what are some of their stories? Why do they pick up and come to St. Mary's?
So many different things. So we pride ourselves on having small class sizes.
Yeah.
We range from anywhere between 5 students and 12 students. That's our biggest class this year. So with that comes a little bit more attention per student. And in some cases, the classes that have 5 kiddos is the same size as like a small reading group at a school that has bigger classes. That also means I know every kid's name in this building and I have a very positive relationship with them, which is a really cool thing. And you don't get that in bigger schools sometimes. So just a lot of variables bring people to us. And it's been really nice to see families who have heard about us and just wanted to know more and have been so happy joining us. It's been a very nice thing for us this year.
Your reputation is getting out. Well, like I said, when are you going to have that program about that school down in Leeds? The Catholic one.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, but I really think for people, you know, my father said, God rest his soul, you can do 2 things for your kids. You can be a good role model, and you can ensure they get a good education. I not that I got a big reputation, but if I had a reputation, I would stake it on your, and it's not a comment to anybody else. It's just I know St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. I know kids that have been to St. Mary's. I know their parents.
Yes.
And they are so happy.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah, when you know some of the people I know.
Yeah.
And so, like Allison and that, I mean.
Yes.
They're just committed to the school
They are. I
in
mean,
that.
and that person in particular, she just finished an incredible fundraiser, our mum's sale. She sold over 700 mums for that. They're planning an alumni reunion this weekend since it's Founders Day, which is really
Right.
exciting. So lots of events that these really dedicated families and parents are participating in and running.
And you involve parents.
Yes, very
And
much
I
so.
think I yes, and expand on that a little bit for me, because as you when you get time, you watch a little TV. That I'm so disappointed at some of the legislation where parents are just cut out of the picture.
Yeah, I mean, we involve parents as much as possible, and we do our best to listen to the requests of families. So, for example, we started last year family suppers. So we
Oh,
did
isn't that
two
cool?
la yeah, it's very cool. So we did two last year. We're planning on two this year, but just a night where our parents can come in, check out their kiddos' classrooms and the projects they're doing, and then we have a family dinner together. And
Wow.
The two that we had last year, we had upwards of 150 attendees both times.
Oh, that's great.
And the entire thing is put on by our PTO and volunteers. So
Wow.
it's been really cool. So we have our first one coming up October 7th, and we had one at the end of last year. So some of our prospective families we invited, but we did an end of the year survey last year to try to see what parents wanted to see more of, and that was one of the things. They wanted more opportunities to be in the building. So we said, we hear you, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And it was a really nice thing to just have parents in the building for not a particular reason. Just, hey, come in and see us and see what we're
Yeah.
doing, and then we'll share a meal together. And it was very nice. So at the last one last year, one of our teachers, Chris Mastriani, retired,
Oh.
and the PTO and the fourth and fifth grade raised money through a coin drive. They raised almost $2,000 in a coin drive. The
Oh.
PTO matched what they made, and they bought a pavilion for Mr. Mastriani and dedicated it to him.
Oh, wow.
So instead of just having the kids be a part of that, we were able to invite all the families to watch the dedication of the pavilion. So we're really just trying to get our families in, because we do, as a school who the families are required to participate in fundraising, that is part of a
Yep.
private school, but we want them to attend more events than just the things they're required to. We want them to just show up and enjoy and be with other families. And so we're trying to provide more opportunities for that.
The other piece I want to have you expound, if Father Matt's there too, is that it's academic education, but it's also a basic respect humanity, respect each other.
Yes.
And that's something, and I don't want to put down the public schools, but that's something I was in both. I was in
Yes.
Catholic and public. It seems it's fostered in the Catholic schools.
Definitely. Yeah. So, and I think unfortunately, sometimes it's a deterrent for families when they see that we're a Catholic school. I don't know what connotation they've thought about it in. But I've had many families talk to me and say, well, we're a little turned off from the religious aspect. And I have to take a step back and say, whoa, 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 that's not fair. You have
Right.
not gotten to know us. You have not gotten to know what we do. And for
Right.
something like preschool, they say grace before they have snack and before they have their lunch. What a good thing to have, to say thank you for this meal.
Right.
We pray every morning together during morning announcements. We have mass every Friday together. And the kiddos, we really try to teach them. They do community service projects. So we are teaching these kiddos to be good people. And by using things that we have learned through our religion, and again, you don't have to be religious to attend St. Mary's,
Right.
but we really emphasize that when kiddos leave here, they are good people and they are respectful and they are kind and they are empathetic. And empathy is a very lost skill, I have found.
You think?
And so when a teacher or a parent comes to me and says, wow, my kiddo has really grown so much or matured, we really thank our faith for that and say we're able to help them through that process
Right.
using their faith. And our new diocesan superintendent has been so incredibly involved and given us new resources to share. And for example, we had a presentation last week with our eighth graders, and we learned about the care of creation, which was something that the Pope was talking about.
Yep.
And that inspired one of our eighth grade teachers, Mr. Garrity, to start to expound on his recycling program. So he already did a recycling program in the school, and he said, we can do more. We can take that one step further and say, instead of just doing paper and cardboard, we can now do cans and we can recycle them. And just little things like that, that say, we're giving these kids some ownership of these projects. And they can then say, hey, I painted that picnic table at the field. That was my community service project. I cleaned up that part of Pittsfield State Forest. That was my service project. And it's something they can be proud of, and also brings them so much closer to their faith and what they, who they are.
Well, I think you give reality to faith.
Thank
otherwise,
you.
Otherwise, I know, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner, but otherwise it's very metaphysical.
Yes.
You know, and what you're saying is, no, you live your faith, you know, by doing these things. Yeah. And one of the other things that I learned the hard way, one of the other things, when you leave Catholic school and go to public, I don't think I was ever bullied that I can remember in Catholic school. That wasn't always the same in public school. But because of your fostering the caring and the empathy, as part of the whole picture, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, we're definitely not immune to issues. There are always issues in schools, but I feel like we've worked together really hard between teachers and professional developments and getting people in to talk with us about strategies. We formed really positive relationships with our students, which really helps with behavior management. Sure. So something else that parents had requested was to have an additional support. So when kiddos were in trouble or having a hard time, they would come see me, which I love. But we wanted a second person in the building in case for some reason I was unavailable. So we now have what we're calling a student success coach. He is here twice a week on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And he is now working with all of our teachers to check in on kiddos who might be struggling academically or behaviorally or even mentally and emotionally, just to have someone to talk to. So as I mentioned earlier, we have seven new kiddos to our school. So yeah, it's been great. So Mr. Hall,
upper grades too.
Yeah. Yep. So our student success coach, Mr. Hall, has been taking time the past couple weeks to check in with those new kids just to make sure they're assimilating well. If they have questions that they don't necessarily want to ask a peer, then he can answer those questions for them. But we just want to make sure that fostering relationships is so important. And I think that's taken for granted a lot. And we want to make sure that our kids know that they are safe and that they are cared for and loved. And that with that comes sometimes tough love when it comes to classroom management, and allowing them to understand that it's okay to make mistakes, but we have to apologize when we make a mistake and we have to be better. And we work really hard together to make sure that we are creating an atmosphere where people feel as though they can be themselves and they're going to be accepted for that.
You just said it, atmosphere.
Yeah.
That captured the environment, the atmosphere of a Catholic school is giving. I mean, we have three Catholic schools in this diocese.
We do.
We have St. Mary's in Lee. We have St. Agnes Academy in Dalton. And we have St. Stanislaus in Adams. Or North Adams or North Adams?
Adams, yep.
So this is a kind of a promo for all of them.
Yeah.
Because I'll have them all on through the year. I have them all on through the year. But don't waste a year. Don't have your child waste a year in a school system or a grade or whatever that isn't working for them. Because right now you have alternatives.
Yes.
It's worth.
And parents sometimes don't know about the alternatives. And I mean, I grew up in Pittsfield. I went to Pittsfield Public Schools my whole life. I loved the public school. I had never heard of St. Mary's. And I lived 20 minutes away. And when I graduated from college and was beginning the interview process, someone told me about this school. I said, oh, I'll go for the interview practice. And sorry. And here I am 11 years later here because I love it.
And let me just say this, not because you are a wonderful, beautiful person. They're lucky to have you too,
Thank you. I
because
appreciate it.
you emanate, you live, you are a living example of Catholic education.
Thank you.
I won't tell you the family, but their kids are up and gone now, but they went when you first took over. And they said, boy, what a, he comes home happy.
Good. And that's all I want. That is what I want. I want
Yeah.
happy kids who are in an environment where they can learn. And at the end of the day, if they go home feeling like they had a good day and also feeling like they learned something, then that is a good day to me.
And I will tell you from my past work with violent youthful offenders, your formation, your involvement, if a kiddo, and that's the other piece, if the kiddo's not doing well, there's everything is available, but you, the parents, will know that. Not when the report card comes out, when the kids start to go astray.
I'd say that's almost some I almost pride ourselves on over communicating as opposed to under communicating. And if there's a problem with a kiddo, like I said, whether it be academic or behaviorally, I'm gonna know about it. And sometimes things like that don't make it to administration. The teachers handle it themselves. And it's not because my teachers cannot, because they are more than capable, but
Yes.
because we work together to find a solution. So parents are going to hear from me and say, hey, I talked with your kiddo today. Here's what happened. Here's how we're going to move forward. Can you reinforce this at home? So it's just a very, we try really hard to foster the homeschool connection and make sure these kids know we're all on the same side. We want you to succeed and we're here to support that.
And I will tell you too, your backup bus driver.
Yes.
We I know you miss him.
Yes.
We love him.
Yeah.
Oh,
He did have to head out. He was driving a bus today, but he waved goodbye. But yeah, I mean, and that speaks to that too. He's moved on to a different parish, but he is also a bus driver, so he drives us on our field trips. He was here today doing practice bus evacuations with our students. So
Oh, wow.
yeah, st still a familiar presence to the kids, which is really cool.
Father Matt Barone has been transferred from Lee. They're still upset about that. But to St. Charles, and we're ecstatic. I grew up in St. Charles Parish. I've every whatever, not marriage. I got married in the Polish church. But the defunct now. But it's so wonderful to see Father McGrath, Father Matt. And involved with the kids. I remember that. When I was a kid growing up, with Methuselah and Plato and Aristotle, when I was a kid growing up, there was a curate assigned to the school. And one of the ones, and I said this, all the old St. Charles people out there, well, Father Tom Lowen, the greatest, he's a Father McGrath. He was the predecessor of Father McGrath. He just was in the school, part of the school, in the playground, on the playground, at mass, did the mass, special masses for kids. I was an altar boy. It was always a treat to be an altar boy with him,
We are so lucky. I guess I didn't realize that before I took this position that a lot of schools don't have priests who are as active as involved. And we
No.
and like I was saying to you before we started talking on air, Father Brian's down in the kitchen right now with a bunch of our middle school kiddos teaching a chef's club. And so he's not only here for mass, he is here in the morning to greet our students. He does things like chef's club. And he's such a familiar face to the kids that they feel so comfortable with him and they know he's here for them. So that when things like confessions come or things like that, they're not afraid of him. And so many of our kiddos, it's really cool. They, if they're having trouble with something, sometimes they'll say, "Can I talk to Father Brian?" Or can I
Oh,
have,
great.
can I go to a confession with him? And it's a very cool thing that, again, it's doesn't happen in public school. They don't have that availability.
No.
But we have someone here all the time. And we do have a new associate, Father Jacob. He just arrived, I think, last week or the week before. And he's been helping out with Father Brian. And he's been wonderful, too. He came in and talked to a religion class yesterday. So we are just blessed with so many present pastors.
And their involvement.
Yes.
Their positive influence. They're not mystical.
Yes.
You know? Oh, he was in my class. Yeah, he's a cool dude. You know? You've been in education a while now, and what do you see? Why are some places having so many problems? I'm sure you were kids calling in bomb threats and fire alarms, and
it's so discouraging. It's so hard, and I don't know. And again, we are not immune, but we're very lucky that we have not had issues of that nature. But I mean, we are surrounded by communities who have, and it's scary. And I know that, I mean, things are different now. There's a lot of social media. There's a lot of influence. There is a lot of opportunity to involve yourself in things that might not be in your best interest. And I think our job is really to explain to them how to make the right choices when it comes to those things that seem tempting. And for example, we have a SRO, a school resource officer in the town of Lee,
right,
Officer Hopkins, that goes from us to the elementary school to the high school. And he came in the first couple weeks of school and talked about internet safety. So something so simple that you would think kiddos understand, but just reinforcing, don't give out your name. Don't share personal information. So things like that. And just to hear it from a trusted source like Officer Hopkins and know that he's dealt with things like this and he's sharing from experience is a really cool thing to be able to offer.
Yeah, and the other piece we're going to talk, we're going to take a break here in a minute. But when we finish with the break, we're going to tell people how you can contact. And look, I know it's a morning show. Parents are in and out trying to get the kids on a bus, blah, blah. We're going to give you that information several times, so don't panic if you don't get it. And you know, when you get to be my age, you can repeat yourself too. But don't waste a school year. It's early enough in the season, in the semester. If you want to change, you want to take a look at a different form of education. St. Mary's, if you're down there. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about if you're living transportation.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that's an important factor. And the other piece will be tuition.
Sure.
And I know there's some people who say, I would love to send my kid to Catholic school, but I can't afford it. We're going to talk about that. Maybe you can't afford it with help. We're going to take a break. I am here with somebody that I just absolutely think the world of. And her name is Kara Mariano.
Over.
Over. I knew that. This young lady has developed into a wonderful administrator, teacher, communicator. And you know, that's a big deal in today's educational administration, the ability to communicate.
Definitely.
You know, and I you do it so well, and people, when they were asking to have St. Mary's back on.
I know. That's such a good feeling.
Yes, it should be. And when we come back for Mr. Shaughnessy, isn't Shaughnessy runs bingo?
Oh, Shanahan.
Shanahan. Wow. Yeah. Close enough. Close enough for government work. Mr. Shanahan, they have bingo.
Yes,
and
we do.
We'd like you to support it. Because that money goes right to the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great bingo. A lot of people that I know go, and they love it.
Yes.
Okay, and that will help Kara to get those few extra things that we all like to get.
Yes.
We'll be right back. This is, excuse me, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We're also simulcasting on PCTV. I know some of you, this really bugs you, but I have to do it. Kara, is this flagged the right way? Does it look good?
Yes.
This is my flag. A lot of my friends are buried under it. A lot of acquaintances are buried under it. And a lot of people who one time in their life signed on the dotted line to die for this flag. Now, I know there's a lot of turmoil and ups and downs and kerfuffles and all that. All I'm asking is, please, don't desecrate it. Not for me, but for them. And if you don't believe me, drive through the cemetery. Under every one of these flags that you see flying, someone at one point was ready to give their life. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. More about Catholic education, St. Mary's School in Lee, and whatever else comes to my mind, which is scary. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sundrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. This lady you see here, I know some of you are my year, have a different view of principles. This lady here, that beautiful smile, that beautiful lady, she is the principal of St. Mary's School in Lee. I have all the Catholic schools on. I try once a year. Kara's been on more than once a year, but just to let people know there's a different kind of education.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it's worse. It's just different.
Different.
It's based in faith principles. I think, isn't that safe to say? The
definitely.
Kind,
definitely.
Caring, forgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I try to encourage people. If you're not happy and your kiddo's not happy, take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Carol will tell you how you can do that. Carol?
Yeah, sure. So we have an open house at least a couple times a year. Our first open house will be in November. We've read a lot of statistics saying that for the next year, families start looking earlier than February or March. Yep. So we try to have an open house earlier. We also are going to have some scheduled shadow days so that if families want a shadow day, but they're not really sure when or how, we'll kind of provide them the opportunity for that. But we are also always open to giving tours or just meeting or having a Zoom call or anything like that. But there's many ways to contact us. We have a website. We're at stmaryslee.org. Our phone number is 413-243-1079. And you can also contact me via email at cmaiorano@gmail.com. And that comes right to me, and I can schedule a tour or a chat or even just answer some questions via email for you. It's never a bother to just answer some questions.
And this thing, which we covered in the first part, is you do not have to be Catholic to go to St. Mary's.
You do not.
And that is really an opportunity for a lot of people who thought you had to be, or you're going to be a doctor. Indoctrinate my kid? No. So maybe show your kid there's a different way of life rather than arguing, fighting, and whatever that so much of this world is into today. Yeah. I personally don't have time or energy to fight with anybody. But I would think, Tara, they, for the people that are just tuning in,
sure,
they also have a preschool.
Yes.
Please talk about that.
Yeah, sure. We have a preschool program that starts at 2 years, 9 months, and it is a full preschool program, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with after school and before school care available. But it follows the same routines and schedules as our early kindergarten prep program. So those kiddos start around 4 years old, and then they're very ready to go on to kindergarten. And in our preschool and early K programs, our kiddos learn basic skills. They work on numbers and letters and learning to recognize their name. But they also do really fun units on different types of ecosystems, on different holidays. The preschool room has a bunny named Charlie, so they get to be around an animal all day. They have a great curriculum and a great schedule that does involve a lot of free play and includes a rest time for these kids too. They're still young. And we have such a great curriculum that also goes, the kiddos also go to specialist classes that our older kids go to as well. So they get out of the classroom, they go to music and art and library. So they get the same opportunities as our older kids do.
It's interesting you say all of those things, because it is so important, I think, to have kids experience. We have a grandson. He started it, I think, 1 year and 9 months. And the difference, the socialization, and it's it really and truly, I think it gives a heads up. And I think there's statistics to back that up.
Yeah, I mean, we have kiddos that come into our early K or kindergarten program that have never been to a school setting before, and things that we're ready to have kids move forward with, like raising their hand and going in line and taking a turn with a friend, that if they haven't gotten those social experiences yet, it makes it a little more difficult. So learning those skills early on, and to communicate and to share and to be away from your caregiver, yeah, is just such a good thing. And they make new friends and they get new experiences, and yeah, and it's just so great. I love our preschool and early K program. They just have so much fun.
And then, just to let everybody know, then continue on. Then they go from preschool to St. Mary's elementary school.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So we have preschool through eighth grade. So preschool starts at 2-9, and then our early K program starts at 4, which is a kindergarten readiness program. Gets the kids ready to go right into kindergarten, where they really start with their curriculum. And we have kiddos who are writing and reading by the end of kindergarten, and
wow,
and just doing so many amazing things. And again, we focus heavily on our social emotional curriculum. We know that that's a difficult topic sometimes, but it's so needed with children, is teaching them how to understand their emotions and how to articulate them. Yes. And just understanding, why do I feel this way, or why did I make this choice, and helping them through that. And that's something that our teachers do every day, is when teachers come to school, they're not just coming to school to teach math and reading and writing. And that's obviously our goal, but we're teaching these kids how to understand themselves and what to do when they get frustrated, or what to do when they get sad or mad or really excited, and how to show those emotions in a way that's appropriate and in a way that can articulate what's wrong, and we can help them with that. And so we do have a very strong social emotional program that I'm very proud of.
And I will just say, and you probably have heard of this book, Anxious Generation. Have you heard that?
I don't think I have. I've read a lot of data on this, but I haven't read that one.
Well, if you can get it out of the library, or I purchased it. It's enlightening, inspiring, and also frightening.
Yeah.
And I tell you the guy's name, but I don't remember my own. But that's what it's Anxious Generation. What you're doing is really formative. Because I worked with violent youthful offenders, I've done a lot of research, and you know, there's traumatic brain injury from kids that are abused. There's all of these things. But going back to what you're doing, you are giving the children an opportunity to be themselves, but when it isn't appropriate, you're not slamming them with a sledgehammer. You know, and that's one of the things I learned from my experience. When working with some of these kids, yeah, they were troublemakers or behavioral but then they would be hammered, you know, suspended mm-hmm. for 30 days. Well, that's what they wanted.
Right.
They exactly. wanted. Yeah. I hate school. I can't go back. But one of the things, too, let's talk about transportation.
Sure. Yeah. So we have... For the Lee and Tieringham families, we use the local Dufour bus. And then for families over, we have a lot of families over the New York line. Wow. And out in Richmond. So we have a St. Mary's van, our personal van, that goes over to the Love's truck stop in Canaan, New York. So so there's transportation to school and from school through that as well. And again, with such a tight knit community, we have lots of families that carpool or take turns driving kiddos. So I don't want transportation to ever be an issue. We can always connect you with someone, right. Or set you up with the bus or the van, or there's always opportunities.
And that, let me reemphasize that for Kara. Never let transportation be an issue, because I know people who've been sent their whole kids, their families through St. Mary's and live in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
You know, what about tuition?
Sure. So our preschool and early K program is actually, we did a lot of research in the past couple of years over tuition rates and cost. And speaking on that part, we are one of the least expensive programs around. We charge about $43 a day for our program. If you do want to use before school or aftercare, it's $5 an hour with a maximum of like, I think $12 for the day. So we make sure we accommodate our families where they are. And that's just for preschool, pre-K. We have a tuition that's about $6,500 for K through eight, but I don't think we have more than a handful of families that actually pay the full tuition rate. So families can apply for diocesan financial aid. Yep. And depending on that, the diocese will give $600 per child. When you receive the diocesan financial aid, we have a scholarship at St. Mary's called the Donahoe Scholarship, and we allocate those funds towards tuition breaks for our families, because we want to make sure that this is in the realm of possibility for everyone. Similar to transportation, we never want finances to be a deterrent. So we have financial aid, we have our scholarships. If you are a new family that has been recommended by a current family, we have a Good Shepherd scholarship that takes some money off. We have a multi-child discount. We have parish subsidy. So if you are a member of a parish, most parishes contribute up to $1,000 per child. So if you are taking advantage of all of these things, then it really breaks it down to a monthly payment that families can afford. And myself and Father Brian are always available. If something, families go through hardships, people lose jobs, there are transitions in families, and we are more than understanding that that's a reality. And if we never want the tuition of this school to be a burden, right, it is essential, obviously. We are a school that relies off of tuition and fundraising, but we want to make it accessible for anyone who is interested. And that comes with the fundraising as well. As I mentioned, families are required to participate in fundraising. There is an opt-out. If you don't want to do it, you can pay an opt-out fee. But the fundraising are such great activities to get to know the community. Like you were talking about the holiday bazaar. We have bingo. And one of our fundraising events, the cash calendar, depending on how many tickets to the cash calendar you sell, you get money back for tuition. So we offer as many breaks as we can while still trying to pay our teachers a reasonable salary and trying to keep our building up to date. So while there are so many variables, we do what we can for individual families.
And you have to understand too that you're paying for an education, yes, that you get with your tax dollars, not free, believe. But what I guess what I want to say, and I hope I say it correctly, is that you're also getting, you're becoming part of a family.
Yeah. That's why I've stayed for so long. I walked in this door one day and I said, this is where, I called my mom and I said, this is where I need to be. And because teaching is hard. Working with kids is hard and it's so important. And burnout is so real in education for teachers.
Yes, it is.
And we pride ourselves on allowing teachers some autonomy in their classrooms to make sure that if kiddos are interested in a certain topic, let's go explore that more. If, like in our seventh grade class a couple of years ago, they were interested in reptiles. We now have
a bird. I remember that. Yeah.
Yes. So we really take advantage of what their interests are and try to offer opportunities. And same with extracurriculars. We have Father Brian's Chef Club. I coach a robotics team with a couple other teachers. So we have opportunities that families think might not be available, and they really are.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. There's been these rumors since I was in school. Well, the Catholic schools' math and science programs aren't as good as the public. In case you missed it, that young lady right there, she and others run a robotics club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, let's dispel that. As my Irish saintly Irish mother would say, malarkey.
We pride ourselves on a rigorous curriculum. And one of the best compliments I can receive as a teacher or an administrator is a kiddo coming back from high school and saying, I felt so prepared. And we have kiddos starting in honors programs. And we have our eighth graders are currently working on physics, which they learn in sometimes junior year in high school. So they already have some of the basic knowledge that they can pull back out when they get to these classes so that they can explore other things. They can start in algebra when they get to high school. They can start in high level ELA classes. And like our eighth graders in ELA do Shakespeare. And we pride ourselves on academic rigor with the support of our teachers.
Maybe I'll come. What days do they do physics? Because I'm
every day.
Oh, I can't go. Well, I've got what's.
Come on in. Love to have you.
Oh yeah, thanks. I took physics. We won't go there about my grades. But you know, again, listeners, viewers, please, grandparents, parents. If the kid is not, your kiddo isn't really happy or doing as well as you think they should do, it costs nothing to go down and take a walk through.
Right.
Costs nothing.
Yep.
And you could be resurrecting. I hate to keep going back, but when I worked with the Youthful Offender Program, so many of them had issues in school. Some were undiagnosed learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Some were undiagnosed traumatic brain trauma.
Mm-hmm.
PTSD. And or they just needed a little bit of extra help. And when they started to fall behind, it was accumulative.
Yes.
It just got worse, and then they became behavioral problems. Yep. So when you go to a place like St. Mary's or any of the Catholic schools, small classes dedicated to teaching, dedicated to the humanistic principles, as well with the spiritual principles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, is that fair to say?
Of
you guys
course.
Do a great job, you know, God and country, but you bring it together.
We really try.
And I just would always say that transportation isn't an issue. Tuition cannot be an issue. What you need, if you're interested, is to give a call.
Mm-hmm. Just hear what we have to say to our program. Yeah. And I mean, we have so many, just even pamphlets we can hand you. I mean, visit us at an event. We'll be at the Taste of Lee tomorrow night at our fried dough stand that we have every year. So, I mean, I will be working in the fried dough stand. Ask me questions while I'm there. I have no problem with that. I could talk about St. Mary's all day. I would have no problem with that. So there'll be some cards out on the fried dough table that have QR codes to our school website. So feel free to grab one at the table. Or just even all the people who are at the fried dough stand have some sort of connection with the school, whether they be a parent or a former parent or a staff member. Ask them why they like it, and you will hear people passionate just like me and say, I could talk about St. Mary's all day.
And it's true, and I know, and you know the family I'm talking about. I think they still have one child there, one little, not a little girl anymore, but the son is in high school, public high, and I think you might be right. I think if not in honors, in a very high functioning class. And the groundwork is there, and it's delivered in a way of caring. And Kara said it, being a teacher is not an easy job. It's gotten a lot harder since the Polish princess retired. But where are we going to be if we don't get our children good educations? Our adversaries are not wasting any time educating their children.
Yeah.
I have to ask you this. Do you have a cell phone policy?
We don't. It's not an issue.
See that?
That's actually a great question. Some of our middle schoolers or upper elementary do have cell phones. They know they're required to be in their backpack. I don't think I've ever had to confiscate a phone. There's been the occasion where I see someone at their locker maybe trying to take a peek at their phone, but they put it right away when they see someone coming and talking to them about it. We've had a discussion about smartwatches, but that has not been an issue for us.
Well, and again, it's because the tone, the environment, and the atmosphere, these are, you know what I found with kiddos? This is my expectation for you. You know,
it's never been a question that they know that that's not acceptable. I don't think I've ever seen a cell phone in a classroom. That's not a backpack or in a locker. And yeah, it's just never been a problem for us. We set the expectations and they're expected to be followed.
My last thing too is a statement and question. What I found hard for kiddos to understand in the youthful offender program, of course, that's why they're there, consequences. Consequences for good behavior. Because everybody thinks, well, consequences, you're in trouble.
No,
there's a consequence. If you do well, there's a consequence for that. You know what it is? Reward.
And we do a lot of that. If we have positive consequences or positive rewards, we praise students for doing good work, for making positive choices. And that comes in terms of whether I see them in a quiet line in the hallway, I'm going to tell them they did a good job. If I saw someone do something good outside, I'm going to tell their teacher so that they feel pride and ownership of that.
Right.
Yes. If something does have to have a negative consequence or a punishment, then the consequence has to make sense. I'm not going to keep you in for recess because you didn't do your homework. That doesn't make sense. I am going to figure out why you didn't do your homework, put aside some time, figure out why, give you more time to do it. We're going to work through it together. But we've learned, I think, the hard way, I have to say, that consequences have to make sense. And if children don't understand why they're receiving, whether it be a positive or a negative consequence, then they're not going to learn the right lesson. So if a consequence doesn't make sense, then they're not going to learn from it.
Yeah, I so enjoy interviewing you.
Thank you.
Because you're positive, and not that others aren't, but it is a difficult time. It's a difficult time in our country.
Yeah.
And let's own up to that. But what's refreshing is what you hear Kara say. This is when they come into this environment. This is how they're treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank you enough for coming on. I can't encourage people enough to contact Kara, St. Mary's, and just go and check it out.
Yeah. And we have a Facebook page and an Instagram where we post. Right now we're doing a special called Alumni Spotlight. Every Sunday we feature an alumni. But also all of our events are posted on our Facebook and Instagram page. So even check us out for, like you said, a bingo or a bazaar. We're here.
Please, for Mr. Shanahan's sake, check him out.
Yes.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you for having me.
Father McGrath for me, and tell him if I'd have known there'd been food, I'd have done this interview from there. And I'll be seeing Father Matt, and I'm always here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate the support more than I can express. It's so nice to feel such reassurance and such support.
Well, you're the best. And as I say, before I go, I've got two quick announcements. One, and this is right down in your neck of the woods, the Berkshire South Regional Community Center. They're having a 5K run Sunday, September the 29th at 9 a.m. If you find out more, please call 413-528-2810, extension 33. Also, this is near and dear to my heart. Friday, October 18th, down in Agawam Polish Club, it's to benefit American vet dogs. These are, they give soldiers, veterans, a working dog, a service dog, depending on their need. If it's a PTSD situation, it's one kind of dog. If it's a person who's handicapped physically, it's another kind. It's a big deal. I'm 100% supportive of it, 100%. So please, if you can, and it starts at 5 o'clock, the tickets are $20. Also, this is happening this October the 5th, 7:30 p.m. The Colonial Jake Gallagher Foundation fundraiser, jamming for Jake. Jake was a young Air Force sergeant that went down in an off spree in a crash, was killed, has two young, I think his baby was 9 days old when this happened, his youngest, and then he has another baby. Anything you can do, I plan on being there. They've asked me, please don't sing and stay off the stage. So, but I think that was hateful, but I'm going to sick Kara on him for me. As I say, and I know some of you get bothered by this, but I don't care. The views and opinions expressed on this program remind those of my guests that in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti and the Mayor's Office, Pete White, and the City Council, or anybody who else who happens to be on North Street riding their motorized bicycle on the sidewalk. God bless, and let's take care of each other. Let's lift somebody's load today. Help them with their load. Make them smile. We're all in this together. We really are. So whatever you do, try to help somebody out today. That's all I'm going to ask. Kara, thank the world
thank
of you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. So and take good care of that baby like I know you're going to.
I will. Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. And please do the best for somebody today that you can do. You'll feel better and they will too. Talk to you soon.